Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show for the rest of us. That's right. You can leave your pocket protector at the door and ditch those horn-rimmed glasses with tape in the middle. Here we translate geek speak into street speak, if you will, yet still cover all the greatest tech trends and services available today. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers and great websites, high-definition televisions and home theater gear, mobile phones and portable media players, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, video games, and much, much more. Tech Talk is brought to you by Internet Explorer 8, Microsoft's latest web browser. It's free, fast, and secure, and with many neat features to help make your web surfing experience a richer one. Download Internet Explorer 8 for free at Microsoft.com/IE8. I've been playing around with that a lot this week. I downloaded it when I was in Vancouver for my hotel room, and it works great. Some amazing new features. We'll talk about that on a upcoming Tech Talk show as well. But today on Tech Talk, it's time to get your game on. That's right. We're going to talk about the fastest growing entertainment medium on the planet, video games, perfect for kids and kids at heart. And, you know, whether you're into action thrillers, strategy games, head scratching puzzlers, sports simulations or role playing adventures, there's something for everyone. And today, we're joined by Microsoft's Glenn Perkis. He's here to help me answer your questions about video games and talk about the appeal of Xbox Live, the beloved online gaming service among Xbox 360 owners. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Great. Hey, Mike.
So, I'll tell you about our outstanding grand prize giveaway in a moment, but we'd like to open the lines to talk about video games. What are you playing and why? How do you tell if a game is age-appropriate? Maybe you're a concerned parent. You've got some questions that we can answer. What video game console is ideal for you? What kinds of games are hot on the computer, the PC, these days? And especially, I encourage people to call in with questions about Xbox Live, Microsoft's award-winning service that offers a lot more than just head-to-head gaming. Maybe, on the other hand, you're one of the 17 million Xbox Live users already, and you want to share all the cool things you can do with it. Give us a call, because you're going to want to be eligible for today's grand prize, which I'll tell you about in a minute. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, if you're in the Toronto area. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, if you're outside of the GTA. Or Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, we want to hear from you. Any question you've got about video games, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We're joined this hour by Glenn Perkis. He's from Microsoft Canada and here to talk to us about the Xbox Live experience. It's an award-winning service available to Xbox 360 owners, as well as PC gamers. We'll talk about that as well. And even if it's not a question, if you have a comment, maybe you love playing over Xbox Live, please tell us why and help educate everybody else who isn't perhaps familiar with what the online experience brings to the table, how richer of an interactive entertainment experience the online component can. We'll also talk about digital distribution, not just for games and game add-ons, but for movies as well. You might be surprised what your Xbox 360 console can do. And speaking of the Xbox 360, big smile from Dwayne Bishop, our tech op. We are giving away today an Xbox 360 Resident Evil Limited Edition console bundle valued at $399. That's right. Thanks, Dwayne. A $400 giveaway. And if you haven't seen a commercial about this yet, it's a red Xbox 360 premium console with 120-gigabyte hard drive. It's got matching limited edition red wireless controller, a black 360 headset to chat over the internet, a copy of the game Resident Evil 5, the best-selling game of last week, and exclusive Resident Evil 5 downloads, and a lot more. We are giving away this $400 grand prize to a lucky listener. All you have to do is get your question or comment about online gaming, Xbox gaming, or if you have any questions or comments about video games, what you're playing, what your favorite video game is of all time, any memories you've got about the first game you've ever played. If you get on the air with your question or comment, you're eligible for a random callback at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, you are a winner. Glenn, I never asked you if you were okay with this catchphrase for today.
It's all good?
Okay. You have to answer the phone with this. Xbox marks the spot on CFRB. Answer the phone with that and not hello, and you will win this exclusive Xbox 360 Red Resident Evil Limited Edition. Xbox marks the spot on CFRB is what you're going to want to say when we call you back at the end of the show if you get your question or comment about video gaming on the air today between now and 1 p.m. Our guest again is Glenn Perkis from Microsoft. Again, welcome to the show.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, while we're waiting for the lines to light up, Glenn, let's talk a bit about the Xbox 360. If you can explain what a console is, just really we'll start off very general, and what Xbox Live is.
Okay. Certainly the Xbox 360 is a premium video game console. Generally, you're obviously getting a controller with that and buying a series of video games that you're getting at retail and now, and that's what we'll get into Xbox Live, downloading those games.
Right. So a console is a box that you connect to your TV, and you typically would buy games at retail on a disc. It looks like a DVD movie, and you pop it in, and you can play either by yourself or increasingly against other real human opponents over the internet. Whether you're into a hardcore third-person horror game like Resident Evil 5 or a game like Trivial Pursuit from EA, you can play against other people over the net. Because just like when you walk into your local video store and there's genres like horror and Western and comedy, there are games to suit all tastes and ages. Today.
That's right.
Yeah. So the 360 is Canada's best-selling game console. It comes with a wireless controller. And the one that we're giving away today, the Elite version, has a 120-gig hard drive. And why do you need all that space on this? Because I know there's one that's only with a memory unit, which isn't even 1 gigabyte of space. So why 120?
Yeah, definitely the console with the memory unit, that's our arcade model, but with the Pro and the Elite models, you're getting either a 60 gig or 120 gig, and you really want that extra capacity so you can download some games. And in fact, there's actually a new feature with the Xbox where you can actually take your disc, store the game on the hard drive, so you're actually going to play from the hard drive. And that way, it helps to speed it up and you're not listening to the disc spin on the console.
Or in our house, Glenn, where I've got three young kids under six, it reduces the chances of scratches on discs. That makes the game, you know, unreadable.
That's
which
right.
happens sometimes because they're, you know, they're still at the age where I can keep hammering to them, like, you got to put it in that DVD case when you're done with it. Yeah. I still find them on the floor all the time because they're excited about playing the next one and they just, you know, so that's a good feature as well. And then we'll also talk about how that hard drive is also not just for games. You can store your music collection on there.
Correct.
And listen to your music while you're maybe entertaining some friends over dinner, and you can buy a remote for the Xbox 360 or
That's
use
right.
the controller to navigate through all that music. And there's slideshows, and now you can download movies from the internet instead of going to your local video store, renting a piece of plastic, bringing it home, have to return it. And we'll talk about that too.
For sure.
Okay, we have time, but before we go to the first caller, we have time to now talk a bit about Xbox Live.
Okay.
This has 17 million people signed up for it worldwide, a huge phenomenon, and really giving Microsoft the edge over other consoles. Can you explain what Xbox Live is?
Yeah, so with the console, once you're connected to broadband internet, this is allowing you to now get online, have a persona online. You actually will get a gamer tag when you get a Windows Live ID and your gamer tag.
And what's a gamer tag?
So a gamer tag is, again, it's going to be kind of like your name online.
Right.
So you don't have to have your actual name, and mine is System Live. And so you kind of, that's your persona when you go online.
Your identity.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can have like a buddy list. So you can, if you have a group of friends who are also, like I was out for dinner last night with a friend who plays NHL 09 over Xbox Live with his friends from work. He's got all their names already on his Xbox, and he just calls them per se to set up an online game.
Yeah, exactly. And you can search for your friends list. But when you're playing actual games, then you can engage with guys while you're playing online. And again, you're seeing that persona. But what's also unique about the Xbox is the avatar. This has been a new development that we've basically took what we've always had a strength in having that gamer tag identity, where you're actually collecting achievements and you're saying, how have I progressed in the game? And you're actually kind of collecting some bragging rights and with your other friends. But now you have an avatar, which is your 3D representation. And in fact, you can customize the hair, the look, the clothing. So it's really kind of putting your identity out there.
I let my kids make my avatar, and I've got these goofy glasses
and
a goatee. And yeah, they had a lot of fun. So you customize an online representation of yourself.
That's right.
That other players in the Xbox Live community can see you as.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. We're going to take a short break, Glenn. We didn't really get to all the things that the Xbox Live can do, but that's easily what we're able to achieve between now and one. But I really want to get to the calls after this first break and get all those people eligible for a call back at the end of the show to win our grand prize. I'll tell you about it again in a moment, but right now the time is 12:17. That means we got to check in with the CFRB All Day Traffic Center. If you can't tell yet that my energy level is through the roof today, it's because I'm like a kid in a candy store talking about video games. Yes, it's my profession, actually. When I'm off the air, I review video games. I'm a critic who's syndicated through the U.S. and parts of Canada. But, you know, I'm always excited when I can share my enthusiasm over this medium. And you might laugh. Oh, God, the guy's 38 years old. What is he playing video games for? Believe it or not, the average age of a game player in Canada is, you know, a year or two younger than me. Average. You might think that, you know, the stereotypical gamer is a 14-year-old male in their parents' basement. But that couldn't be farther from the truth. Dwayne's going, no, no, no. Our tech op is saying, I play. And he's, I don't know, how old are you, 30? You're not even 30 yet, are you? 26. So you'd be surprised because there is something for everyone. You know, and the kids that grew up playing Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and Galaga in the early 80s are now well into their 40s, having kids of their own, and they still enjoy games. And you know what? There's a lot of merit to games because of how it makes kids, as long as it's age appropriate, of course, it makes them think through puzzles. I just finished a game on the computer with my kids this weekend called Annabelle, and it's amazing seeing their brains at work trying to solve these puzzles in the game in order to, you know, inch through the story. We're talking about video games today with Xbox Canada's Glenn Perkis. Welcome back to the show, Glenn.
Great.
Thank you. Are very excited that you brought this gift with us. It's only March, but we've got a holiday surprise, if you will, an early Christmas present for somebody. Mm-hmm. The exclusive Resident Evil limited edition version of Xbox 360 Elite. It's an all-red console with a matching red wireless controller, 120 gig hard drive, the game Resident Evil 5, which, by the way, is rated M for mature, therefore it's not ideal for players under 17 years of age, because it's sort of like a horror, it's like an interactive horror movie, if you will. But we're very excited about giving away this $399 prize, so thank you for bringing it. Everybody who gets their question or comment about video games on the air, or about Xbox Live, which is why we've brought you in today to talk about the online service, is eligible for a callback at the end of the show. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, Xbox marks the spot on CFRB, and you've won this grand prize.
And you haven't had your hands off of it since we've been here.
I know, sorry. So. You can tell I really want to take this home. I know, I wish we could be eligible to win, but you know, I can't. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's jump into the discussion with Stefan from Markham. Hi, Stefan, thanks for calling.
Hello, how's everybody at CFRB?
Great, thank you, and you?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm just curious. As games inevitably evolve, is Microsoft upgrading their consoles in terms of video card, memory, and CPU?
Okay, great question. So, Glenn, over time, is Microsoft upgrading the hardware component of their console?
The only upgrades you're seeing actually is more about changing some of the componentry. So, as an example, the arcade only has a smaller memory unit, whereas we have a 60 gig or 120 gig for the Elite. And so we're trying to put some variables in the hardware, but there's really no changes to it. There is some discussions on talking about integrating a memory for the arcade so that you can get the new Xbox experience immediately.
Okay. And the Xbox Arcade, I know you're talking about, there's an actual Xbox 360 that starts at $199.
Correct.
And it's called the Xbox 360 Arcade.
Arcade.
But there is also an online service called Xbox 360 Arcade, which is part of Live. Can you talk about Xbox Arcade and what that is for those who maybe haven't yet played a game on it?
For sure. So with the Xbox Live, again, once you're connected to for the broadband internet, we talked about earlier, then it's your persona multiplayer gaming, but definitely it's about connecting and downloading content. And that's where you actually can download arcade games. And these are traditionally smaller games. They're not as large and robust as what you might see on the discs that you talked
about. And
they're
priced accordingly as well.
For sure. Yeah. And we actually make them available on points, and you can go to retail or also get online on Microsoft points and then purchase the games. And you're going to find a lot of games ranging between 800 to 1600 points, and that really generally is, we're talking between $10 to $20 in price range.
And that includes, I mentioned Ms. Pac-Man earlier. You can play Ms. Pac-Man on Xbox Live Arcade as well, and it's great on like a 50-inch screen too. You know, if you had fun dumping quarters into an arcade version of it when you were 10, you're going to love playing it while you're on your couch with your feet up on the coffee table.
And what's amazing with these games, they're in HD. And I think that's a really key issue with the Xbox, is the fact that it's fully HD compatible. In fact, 1080p. And a lot of these arcade games, it's fun to see. You're playing some of your retro games games in HD.
Now, before we go to Linda in North York, you just dropped a term there, 1080p. Let's quickly explain that. That's high-definition video quality, and the P stands for progressive.
Correct.
So as long as your TV supports this feature, all the lines of resolution that show the image are shown in a quick linear way, opposed to alternating between the even and odd lines, the way TVs used to work, and that's called I, 1080i, or interlaced.
Correct.
So P is progressive, which rule of thumb is P is better than I, but we're not yet watching TV stations in 1080p quality. They're only broadcasting in 1080i, but video games, including the Xbox 360 console, is capable of showing games in 1080p quality for, and in plain English, this just means ultra clear and rich visuals.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of the TVs are even down to 720p, 1080i, and so it covers the range, so it actually accommodates whatever TV you do have.
Okay, great. Let's go to Linda in North York. Thanks for holding on, Linda.
Hi, no problem.
Do you play games here?
Not recently. We did have the old Pong way back when
okay.
I was a kid.
All right. That's old school.
That's very old.
Electric table tennis. Electronic table tennis. Gotta love it.
Yes. Enjoyed that. And we've been talking about getting a gaming system now, but we've been debating what to get. And you've mentioned a lot of the advantages that Xbox has, but what does it have that Wii doesn't?
Okay, so how old are your kids? I'll let Glenn answer, but I just want to interject for a sec.
Okay, I've got a 16-year-old, and then we've always got the cousins over who are younger.
Okay. Glenn?
For a 16-year-old, I think you're looking at an Xbox and really a lot of the teen games. We have a very robust library of teen games, and I think as a parent, too, that you can feel confident with the Xbox. There's actually some even parental settings that you feel that look at it. If you're concerned about some mature titles in the home, you have that ability to actually determine what level of game you want to have for playing. Mm-hmm. And definitely from a teen standpoint, you know, you look at a lot of the social games like Rock Band. You know, the Xbox is led in total Rock Band connections. And in fact, you take an example of a Rock Band, and we have almost 500 tracks that you can download through Xbox Live. And so you think when you have the family over, you want to play together, getting that the Xbox connected and connected through the Xbox Live community and accessing all that downloadable content, it really extends your gaming experience.
Right, because only about 85 songs are included in the game Rock Band. And that, by the way, if you haven't seen or heard it or played it, is where you've got those instrument-shaped peripherals that plug into the game console. So it looks like a guitar and a drum kit and a microphone. And you actually are jamming along to some of Rock's greatest hits over the past 40 years. So the Xbox Live experience introduces hundreds of more songs to add some longevity and replayability.
That's
to
right.
The experience. Yeah. You know, I was going to say that the Xbox 360 was more of a hardcore gaming system. So if you had younger kids, you might, you know, once upon a time, gravitate more to a Nintendo Wii, which is more casual gaming and younger gaming. But Xbox has really upped their casual games and family games and games that appeal to younger gamers, like the Viva Pinata titles and a lot of the Xbox Live Arcade stuff, I think is great. So I would agree with you on that, certainly with the 16-year-old for a 360. Let's go to Uday in Brampton. Hi, Uday. Oh, you know what? Uday, I'm going to put you on hold for a sec. We're going to get to you right after this break, because we've got to take a real short one, but you'll be next and eligible for a call back at the end of the show to win the exclusive red Xbox 360 Elite with Resident Evil 5. Stick with us. More gaming coming up on Tech Talk. Dwayne, that's so old school. I love it. Pac-Man Fever from the early 80s. Gotta love it. We're talking about video games today on Tech Talk. This show, in fact, is brought to you by Internet Explorer 8, Microsoft's latest web browser. It's free, fast, and secure, and with many new features to help make your web surfing experience a much richer one. Download Internet Explorer 8 at Microsoft.com/IE8, and it's free. But yeah, love the song. Great, Dwayne. We are talking about video games today. We're joined by Glenn Perkis from Xbox 360 Canada. Xbox Canada. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
We are taking your calls about video games, and we're talking also in between the calls, if you're not asking about them, we are giving you sort of a heads-up view about what's new with the Xbox online experience called Live. And there's so many things you can do on Live. We've only scratched the surface so far, but as promised, I want to get to a lot more callers the second half of the show, because what we're going to do is anybody who gets on the air with a question or comment about video games, maybe you've got a question about how to tell if a game is age appropriate, what's an ideal game for a certain age or gender, how you know, which console is for you. Any questions are valid. If you do get on the air with a question or comment, we're going to call somebody back randomly at the end of this show. We're going to pull a name out of a hat. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase today, which is Xbox marks the spot on CFRB, then you've won yourself the Xbox 360 Resident Evil Limited Edition console bundle valued at $400. It's an all-red Xbox 360 premium console called Elite with 120-gig hard drive, matching limited edition red wireless controller, a headset to chat over the internet, a copy of the game Resident Evil 5 from Capcom, and downloadable exclusive content related to Resident Evil 5 from Xbox Live, including a theme for your online experience. So we would love to hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. I do promise we're going to get to a lot more callers the second half. Before, though, look at me, what a hypocrite. I just want to ask Glenn to just tell us, for those who are listening, they have until 5 o'clock to go to, is it the Ontario Science Center?
That's right.
Yeah, what's going on there today?
Yeah, we actually have got a booth set up with a whole different games that you can play, and really focusing in on the family for the best March break ever promotion. And we actually, when you go to the event, you're going to learn a lot about, you know, definitely the variety of family games. I think that's important, making sure people understand there is a variety.
Mm-hmm.
But also definitely, again, learning about Xbox Live. There's a lot of questions, and certainly our family settings.
All right. Okay, so that's going on right now at the Ontario Science Center. Let's go to Uday in Brampton. Sorry I had to put you on hold before the break, Uday.
No problem. I'm actually looking to buy an Xbox, but I want to make sure I'm able to afford to play online. I did some research about the Live cards or something.
Yeah, great question. And we didn't get to that yet. So, Glenn, how much is Xbox Live? Because I know there's two tiers of service.
That's right.
And how much, when you buy the cards at retail, is it the same price as over the internet with a credit card?
Yeah, so first, there are two tiers to the Live, like you said. It's silver and gold. Silver is free, and that really allows you to get your avatar, your persona there. Definitely, you can actually talk and chat with friends. So you get those features are all included. It's when you get into the multiplayer gaming that you're going to end up paying a premium for the gold. And at the gold package, we actually provide varieties. So your caller was talking about, you know, affordability. So we actually do have a variety of ranges. You can get a 3-month card for $24.99, or you can get the full 12-month for $59.99.
Right.
Now, if you want, you can actually go to online to xbox.ca and also at the same time order directly through the web, or actually right off your console if you choose.
And you get 1 month for free to see if you like it?
Yeah, if you want to kick it off. Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's go to Sebastian in Brampton. Hey, Sebastian. Thanks for calling Tech Talk today.
Hello.
Hi. How old are you, Sebastian?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
10 years old.
Do you play video games?
Yes.
And your friends, too?
Yep.
Awesome.
My favorite game is Little Big Planet. I just wanted to, because it's so good.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I know.
Did you finish the game?
Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah, because there's lots of new levels that you can download from the internet, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Little Big Planet is a lot of fun. It's great for, it is rated E for everyone. Thanks, Sebastian. Sebastian is eligible to win an Xbox 360. Little Big Planet's a lot of fun because it's a puzzle game and it's a platformer game at the same time, which is one of those old style games where you run from the left side of the screen to the right and you've got to, you know, avoid some baddies and solve some puzzles. And it's got great graphics, too. So thanks for that, Little Big Planet. All right, let's go to Warren in Mississauga. Hey, Warren.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling today.
I have a PlayStation 2 and a Wii, and I was thinking about looking into an Xbox 360. And what I was wondering about is, how much big of a step up would it be from the graphics of those two to the Xbox 360?
Yeah, so this is Mark here, Warren. Most definitely, you will notice a huge improvement. The Wii and the PlayStation 2 are not high definition. So when you move to a console like the Xbox 360, when it's connected to an HD TV, you're going to see outstanding visuals, photorealistic in some cases, where, you know, somebody walking by the TV is watching. If you're playing, say, a hockey game and someone walks by and glances at the TV, they won't know if it's a real game or a video game.
Oh, wow.
Until they, you know, do a second take and then they look at it and they're like, wow. So when it comes to graphics, you will definitely, most definitely see a marked improvement over the PlayStation 2, which came out, you know, 9 years ago, and the Nintendo Wii, which is not high definition.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, great question, though.
I was going to add to one of the games, the genre that you're going to see is really blows people away is racing. And I know for me, you know, I've had my sister come by and she said, hey, what are you watching? She thinks I'm actually watching a car race. I'm saying, no, I'm playing.
It's
I'm
true.
Actually playing a car race.
It's amazing how far it's gone.
It's amazing.
And on that note, Glenn, Glenn Perkis is our guest from Microsoft Canada. On that note, some parents are concerned about games that are inappropriate for kids, especially as the graphics are getting a lot more realistic. I mean, let's face it, even in the early 90s, you know, Mortal Kombat was the big bad boy of video games at that point. But even then, it was still very cartoon-like. But now we're talking about very, you know, graphic video games, including Resident Evil 5, the one we're giving away with the console. So let's talk a bit about how to tell if a game is age appropriate, because just like movies, there's not, you know, not all games are appropriate for all ages. So there is a rating on the corner of every box, right?
That's right.
Okay. And it's called, it's a ESRB, Entertainment Software Rating Board. And do you want to walk us through some of the letters to look for and what they mean?
Yeah, well, certainly the one open to all families is definitely E for everyone. And there's also E10+, which then targets 10-year-olds and up. Then the next one being teen and going up to mature. And so there's a, you know, with that diverse range of ratings, you know, certainly with this board, they're going through all the titles and rating them, and the publishers, you know, are obligated to meet the requirements for them.
What I love is that they've now, ESRB has now introduced, on the back of the box, it's got something called a content descriptor. It tells you why that game got the age rating, not just M for mature, but you as a parent can decide what you deem is appropriate or inappropriate for the youngsters in your home. So you might be very lax about language or about sexual themes, but you might be dead set against, pardon the pun, against violence and blood and gore. So that way you can make an educated purchase about a game that's for your home. And also, to go one step further, if you go to ESRB.com and search for a game that a child is asking for, not only will it tell you the letter grade as well as the content descriptor, but it'll even give you examples now. And that's relatively new, a couple months ago. So it'll say, in Resident Evil 5, the player can do this to the enemies. And then you can get a very graphic explanation as to what the content is like inside the game. Because, you know, I know Microsoft is very involved with the Entertainment Software Association, the ESA, and they work with the ESRB to make sure games are not being sold to minors that are inappropriate and that parents are well educated about that. Because a lot of parents still think, oh, it's a game. It's like, you know, it's like a babysitting tool, but it's not. You know, even though only 14% of video games are rated M for mature, you know, you read the headlines about Grand Theft Auto and all that, and parents, you know, hopefully are taking heed to the fact that there are some games that are not appropriate.
It's so important to provide parents with choice, and so their comfort will be, you know, as they look at ratings for DVDs, very comparable here. You're now looking at ratings for games.
Right.
But what's so key for your audience to understand is the console actually allows you to set what is the maximum rating that you'd like to have even played on this console.
Right. And it's password protected. So even if mom and dad are still at work and the kids come home from school, they can't play an M-rated game if you don't want them to.
It will not play.
Okay, good to know. We got to take a short break. When we return, jumping back to the calls, and of course, getting ready to give away our grand prize in a few moments. Stick with us. But right now, it's 12:41. Thank you, Duane. Time for the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. Okay, here's how much of a game geek I am. I actually know exactly what you're playing, Duane. This is a guy on YouTube playing two guitars at once, the song for Super Mario Brothers. Duane's laughing at me. Am I right? It's the guy playing Super Mario Brothers with two guitars at the same time, right? Awesome. We are talking about video games today, celebrating video games. Age-appropriate games, of course. We want to make sure that our listeners recognize that there are games that are great for kids of all for little kids, and there are great games for adults and some for both. We are joined by Glenn Perkis from Microsoft Canada, Xbox Canada. Welcome back to the show, Glenn.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Speaking of Xbox, we're giving away an Xbox 360 Elite. This is a limited edition Resident Evil 5 console that's all red with a matching wireless red controller. And a copy of the game Resident Evil 5 and other goodies that you can download from the internet. In fact, Glenn is a specialist when it comes to Xbox Live, the award-winning online service embraced by 17 million players at this point. And he's teaching us about all the neat things you can do with Xbox Live. To be eligible for this giveaway, 416-872-1010 to have your question on the air. We're going to call somebody back randomly in about 10 minutes or so. Or if you're outside of Toronto, 1-800-561-CFRB and star 8255 on your cell phone. I want to go back to the callers. Let's start with who's been waiting the longest, Jeffrey from Brampton. Thanks for holding on, Jeffrey. Hope you're still there.
Yeah, hi.
Thanks for calling. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, my question is about the Xbox 360. Have they made it Blu-ray compatible?
Okay, good question. So Blu-ray, Glenn, as you know, but I'll just bring up the other listeners up to speed, is a disc technology that's high-definition movies. It looks like a DVD, but it can play movies in HD quality on a compatible TV. Your competition has Blu-ray built in. Any plans on Xbox 360 including this?
So there's no plans that are discussed, and because really Microsoft is focused on the online, again with Xbox Live, and the ability to download content right to your console. And so you can actually, we have over 500 movies that you can download and rent on the console, and many of them are in HD. And what you will find is a lot of them are like 720p and 1080i, but we've chosen to deliver it digitally to the console.
And how does that work? So you have to be a member for at least Xbox Live Silver, which is
correct.
Free,
yep,
right?
Just Silver.
So the free membership. Then you like check out the movie catalog online. When you see a movie you want, do you have to put in a credit card number? Or do you buy a points card at retail? Or?
So again, you're using your points card that, again, you could buy at retail, or you can do it right through the console. And when you're doing it through the console, you're originally giving your credit card number initially.
Okay. And it's secure, naturally?
Yeah, totally secure.
Okay.
And when it's downloading,
you don't have to wait for it to finish.
Yeah, you do not. So it actually, I don't want to use a tech term, but it's caching. So you have a bit of a buffer. And so you can actually begin to view the movie as it's downloading. And what's good with our rental is that when you initially download, you can actually watch it for up to 24 hours. And in fact, as many times as you want. And in fact, you have up to 1 week in order to first watch that movie.
Without having to run to your local video store. Gotta like that. Let's go to Ali in Burlington. Hi, Ali. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention one thing you guys forgot to mention was the security features, the advanced security features on Xbox Live. So when you're playing with youngsters on a Halo 3, you don't necessarily want to hear the other players trash talking or what have you. From day one, Xbox Live has implemented, like, you know, the ability to mute and protect your, you know, children from hearing other people and what have you.
Great.
That's a great point, Ellie. And with those features, yeah, again, that's something that's totally in the control of the player that allows you to customize that experience. In fact, when you set up your gamer tag initially, you can determine whether you want to be just a recreational player, maybe a little more hardcore, or family. So it helps to determine what people you engage. When you have a chance to play with up to 17 million people, there's a lot of folks out there, but you at least have a chance to customize the experience.
Ali is eligible for a callback in a few minutes, and so is Giulio from Brampton. We only have a couple of moments here, Giulio. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, how are you guys? Fine,
thanks.
Good, good. As I was asking your screener, my son is looking to play live.
Okay.
Now, we have internet. Now, do you need a special subscription to play?
Okay, good question.
Yeah, so you can actually, with Xbox Live, the Gold membership allows you to do multiplayer, but the Silver membership still allows you to engage with other friends, and you can do chat. But really, you'd want that Gold membership. And again, you can determine how long you want that Gold membership.
And in terms of setting it up, you basically plug your high-speed connection into the back of the Xbox 360. And if you don't have it in the same room as your television, maybe you've got your modem in another room in the home, you can either buy a little adapter that snaps into the back of the Xbox 360 to wirelessly access the internet, or you can use something that goes through your AC plugs, a link that way, which is the setup I've got in my home. All right, we're going to take another break, our last break, before we tackle a couple more questions, then give away our grand prize. Stick with us. All right, we're getting our game on today. We're chatting about video games with Xbox Canada's Glenn Perkis. Welcome back to the show, Glenn.
Great, thanks, Mark.
Taking your questions and comments about gaming, online gaming, age-appropriate games. Interestingly, we didn't get a lot of calls this time around about, you know, I used to get these calls like, you know, what should I buy for an 8-year-old girl, or what's a great, you know, Nintendo DS game to buy a 15-year-old boy. We usually get those kinds of questions. Not today, but that's cool. We are having a really interesting discussion about all the things you can do now on video game consoles like the Xbox 360, including the one we're giving away in a few moments. So we're not going to give out the password or phone numbers anymore because we still have a lot of people on hold. I know you guys know this info. So let's jump right into it. Mackenzie from Scarborough, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to know, will the Xbox, the newer Xbox 360s that are coming out, like the more advanced versions, are they going to have better backwards compatibility with the normal Xbox games?
Okay, so backward compatibility refers to the ability to play older games that were on an older console, like the Xbox One that came out, the first one. So that is a feature built into the Xbox 360, is it not?
That's correct.
So it's not getting any better or any worse. It's you can't play certain titles that came out.
Yeah, with this generation of the Xbox 360, it hasn't changed since it's launched.
Okay, because I know Sony PlayStation 3 dropped the backward compatibility feature. They don't. So all the new PS3s will not play older PS2 games anymore, or PS1.
Yeah, and we've kept that the older catalog available to our Xbox customers, and so you'll be able to play them. The one thing that you also find, again, by connecting to Xbox Live is you can actually now start to download. So we have over 25 Xbox originals, so if someone wanted to play the original Halo from the version 1 Xbox, you can actually play it on your 360.
Right, because that came out back in, 2001?
I think so.
And the Xbox 360 wasn't around then.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Jonathan in Mississauga. Thanks for calling today, Jonathan.
Hi, I'm just talking about Call of Duty 4.
Okay.
Online is much better than playing offline.
So why do you think that is? Why is it more fun to play against real people than the artificial intelligence in the game?
I don't know. I just find it much more fun. Like, you get to play with your friends and stuff. It's really good graphics, and I don't know.
Do you chat with people over the Xbox Live headset?
Yeah, I got lots of friends. I meet new people and stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's great. Especially, thanks for the call. I certainly agree, especially those games that are team-based multiplayer games, because you can actually talk strategy. Like, I have friends that play a lot of Gears of War 2 over the internet. And, you know, this is a team-based tactical shooter where you're saying, okay, John, you go over there, hide behind that pillar, and you wait for my count. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go and hide behind, you know, Dwayne's nodding because he plays this. So that's what I think. It's very exciting and so gratifying when you play a game like that. Hey, you know, it's 12:56, believe it or not. Where does the time go? So it is the moment in the show where we call you back. And we're going to randomly pick a name here. Dwayne, please just pick any name from someone who's been on the show this hour. Call them back, and if they remember the secret phrase, they win our grand prize. I'll also take this opportunity to say thanks to our sponsor, Internet Explorer 8, Microsoft's latest browser. It's free, fast, and secure. Download it for free at Microsoft.com/IE8. All right. Will they know the secret phrase? Will they say it?
Let's hope.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congrats.
Who is this? Linda, you are the proud owner of the Xbox 360 Elite Limited Edition Red Console with a matching red wireless controller, copy of Resident Evil 5 from Capcom, extra content, a headset, you name it, 120 gig hard drive, $400 prize is yours. So thank you. Great. Time to get your game on, girl. Awesome. I put you on hold. Tell you how to pick up your grand prize. Glenn Perkins from Xbox Canada, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you,
this
Mark.
Hour. A lot of fun, and we hope that you've learned something about Xbox Live. You can go to xbox.ca to learn more all about the Xbox 360 and Xbox Live. If you have other questions about games that you did not get a chance to have aired on the show, you can email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. I'm getting better at writing back, honestly. I'm traveling a little less, so I'll be writing you back if you have questions about video games. Great stuff. Hey, stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB. And thank you, by the way, to Britt and Dwayne. Great job pushing all the right buttons today, speaking of games. Stick with us on News Talk 1010 CFRB.